Meeting the aggressive deadlines associated with project freight shipping takes a high level of oversight, comprehensive planning, and a reliable mix of transportation options, a fact that's not lost on you. No one, yourself included, wants their project to be thrown off track due to a lack of options or an inability to find timely, cost-effective transportation solutions. So it's understandable that you would look to mitigate this risk and expand your reach by working with as many providers as you think it'll take to get the job done. But contrary to what you might believe, this won't actually be your best route forward. Let's talk about why. I'm your host, Eli Simonson, and in this episode of Beyond the Road, let's speak to a transportation industry professional who will explain the advantages of working with a single, well-vetted freight brokerage for your project shipments, and how using multiple may actually hurt your supply chain in the end. Stick around. Welcome back to this episode of Beyond the Road. Joining me today is Derek Ertl. Derek is a key accounts manager with ATS Logistics. Derek, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eli. It's always a joy to talk logistics,
right? It sure is, yeah. Let's go over your experience in the transportation industry.
Yeah, I've been at Anderson Trucking now for almost 3 years and continue to learn something every single day. But it's been great, and I've enjoyed it, and I really like the industry. I started at ATS as a carrier rep. I was working directly with drivers. I felt that was a great way for me to really get the hands-on experience talking with them. Yeah. You learn their worries and concerns. You learn what they enjoy, what they don't like, and you really get the meat and potatoes of the industry when you're talking with drivers every single day.
Right.
After about a year of that, 14 months or so, I transitioned to our sales department. And that really gave me a whole new perspective, being much more price-driven, doing projects, quoting freight, and kind of learning about the new position I'm managing some of our key accounts here at ETS. I got a group of employees with me, and we handle day-to-day and provide the customer service and really make sure things are going smooth. And so that's really allowed me to hone in and build a better relationship with some of our select customers. And
right.
Definitely something I've enjoyed, and again, learning more every day, but that's kind of my tenure here at ATS so far.
Yeah, it's really cool. It sounds like you've had a lot of different experiences that, you know, together you can apply to your current role and in nurturing customer retention and kind of solving those key problems that customers might have.
Yeah, it's something I do enjoy, and I like being a solution provider and working through solution or issues to create solutions. And so I think it's going to be a great fit for me, and I really enjoy it so far.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that. Let's jump into the topic at hand. The title of this episode is Using One Freight Broker for Project Shipments, when it makes sense to do so. I think we should probably cover the pros and the cons, and really what shippers should keep in mind when they're sourcing project quotes and maybe managing their projects with the help of a lone freight broker. Just to kind of start us off here, let's just define projects for the listeners. So when we're talking about a transportation project, what does that really mean?
You know, projects for each customer can look very different. Some are very similar. For some, a project might be one shipment a day for 30 days. For other customers, a project might be 7 shipments in one single day. Some projects go on for months, others go on just for a short period of time. So really, a project is really specialized to each customer and how they define it. But at the end of the day, projects are usually similar, either similar commodity, similar lanes, and really at the end of the day, price really drives projects because they're usually larger volume.
Sure. So it's a larger volume of some kind of freight. Are origin and destination locations, do that vary, or is it typically, you know, a single set?
Typically, a project's going to be from one shipper to one receiver. I've had it where multiple shippers are shipping to one job site for a particular project or build at that job site. So it can vary, but I see a lot of projects have one pickup, one delivery location.
Sure. And as far as like commodity types, we're thinking like anything from anything that's shipped inside of like a dry van all the way up into those like larger projects, or is it, or would it more be just larger, like, I don't know, pieces of construction or?
I would have to say building supplies is most project based.
Okay.
More of our van and reefer shipments are a little less project based, although during produce season, you could consider one shipper having a large, you know, a large project to get a certain amount of produce shipped. But I typically see more construction-based materials being used in projects.
Sure. And companies are planning these things out well in advance, you'd say?
I've done quotes 1, 2, even 3 years in advance.
Wow.
Granted, they're budgetary. You know, some of these are large enough where they really take some time to put together.
Right, yeah. So a budgetary quote would be what? So that would be...
A particular customer might come to us for a budgetary quote so that when their customer says, hey, what's this project going to cost A to Z, they at least have some sort of ballpark, hopefully as accurate as we can get it, including the transportation costs, so that when the time comes to get this project going, we don't have a significant jump in price because there's transportation costs not yet tied in.
Sure. So it gives them some handle on what it's going to, you know, the executing that project is going to take, so they can budget accordingly.
That's correct. It really is to help budget. And as everyone knows, transportation market changes, but it's a good ballpark and it allows them to really plan ahead.
Cool. So as a broker, when a company is coming to you presenting maybe a project or offering you their project to service, what kind of needs do these companies have, and what makes it different from just a one-off shipment?
Projects in particular really have requirements. You know, a certain shipper might have secured a project or a delivery that needs to go on to military bases, and it's not something they're familiar with. This might be out of their norm, so they're coming to us with just maybe general advice. Hey, we're looking at this. What do we need to look out for? On the flip side, if it's something they're really familiar with, they might have a set price that they're looking to find, so they're reaching out to multiple carriers knowing kind of the value of this to the broker, and they kind of set their budget based off that. They're coming to us for really the expert on the logistics side of the project. They know the freight the best, and we know the trucking world the best, so teaming up to make that project go as smooth as possible is important.
Yeah, and we've worked together a little bit in the past, and actually did an article covering, you know, how this single, using a single provider, a freight brokerage, for your projects and when you're receiving quotes and when you're scheduling trucks can actually be beneficial in a number of ways. And I think that we should kind of just jump into that now, if we could. I've got a number of things written down here, but let's just talk about those benefits of using a single provider, particularly a freight broker, for projects.
I think the biggest thing using a large freight broker is the number of resources they have. And resources can be a broad term. It can mean, you know, additional capacity. It could mean internal sources, resources within the company. It can mean a lot of things. But having those resources, whether it's financial resources, number of employees just to have that help on a specific project, the access to, you know, other organizations and be able to partner with our network. A large freight broker has those resources. That's a huge advantage. The other thing is a large freight broker is going to be able to honor a contract further due to having that larger network and the more resources they can work through that and navigate it as markets change to be able to adapt and stick to the plan. You know, some smaller freight brokers might have their hands tied in certain situations. And the last thing I would imagine a shipper or customer would want is a change of plans halfway through a project, right?
Right. So you just touched on the importance of that large freight brokerage. Large or small is obviously going to make an impact on your on the number of freight brokers you'd use, right? So let's circle back to that number of freight brokers and why using a single, maybe large or mid-sized freight brokerage would be beneficial for a project.
Being able to have one single freight broker, really large or small, I guess, whatever you choose is right for your company, is important. It limits the number of people you're working with daily. It can limit communication issues. Communication in the logistics and transportation world is by far one of the most important assets to a company and working with them.
Right. And when you're thinking about communication, you're thinking about, okay, having that single point of contact, but at the same time, especially at maybe a larger, more seasoned provider, right, they have internal teams, right, of maybe project professionals or in-house permitting services or the things that you need to get those pieces in place.
And that's correct. If a large freight broker has all those resources available within ATS, for example, if they come to me being the customer-facing point of contact, I can delegate those tasks within our company and really solve a lot of issues right here within the brokerage to avoid my customer having to go elsewhere and get those needs taken care of. Takes work off their plate and, again, keeps everyone in the loop and a very tight connection on the communication, really providing an advantage to just using one freight broker. Your one-stop shop, everyone enjoys that.
And when it comes to pricing these loads, a freight broker has a pretty unique way of securing capacity, right? Because they're not necessarily the ones that own the asset, right? They're the third party connecting the carrier with the shipper. So let's talk about how actually increasing the number of freight brokers that you utilize can impact the pricing that you receive.
Having multiple freight brokers can definitely increase your cost of your project, which I'm not sure that that benefits anybody, yeah. Really. Being able to go to one freight broker allows them to have the leverage within that market, that particular market where the freight is coming from. And they're able to use their network to the fullest potential. Every freight broker likes to say they have the best relationship with a carrier, but at the end of the day, that carrier's best interest might be, you know, simply to take the higher of the two rates. We've had it many times where we call a carrier and they say, hey, I've already been offered the same lane for X amount of dollars. If you can beat that, that's fine. I'm interested then, but if you can't beat it, the price is important to us. And we get that in a price-driven market. We get that a lot. So if we're the only ones with that freight, or if that particular broker is the only one, they can kind of hold their card there, negotiate rates significantly better, and kind of reduce the competition in that market, which benefits the customer, being sure that we can secure additional capacity when needed to get that project moved more seamlessly.
Right. And it's kind of a funny thing, right? Because just on the surface level, it seems like having multiple providers and having them bid against each other would drive your price down, right? But when in reality, those carriers, right, in that area market are not going to be changing, right? You have a finite number of carriers in that area market. And as you're pricing the freight, you are, as a freight broker, going to those carriers presenting the freight. And if they see multiple brokers doing that, it actually increases the price of their services.
That's correct. It can drive the price up. And our goal really is to drive that price down, save the customer some money. And it really ties our hands when other brokers out there are offering, the fleet of connection we have, the same lane.
Is there ever a situation where doing this and soliciting multiple brokers within an area for a project actually hinders a company's ability to get a truck?
It does, for sure. Anytime, the DAT boards are referenced commonly for carriers to find freight, and anytime that a load is posted out on the DAT board from multiple brokerages, that carrier immediately has the ability to negotiate further. They understand that each broker wants to service that customer, and so they're going to run that broker's rate as high as they can, knowing that that broker's competing. So anytime that there's loads out there like that, it does not help capacity. In the meantime, while they're negotiating with the two brokers for that lane, maybe an additional third party comes in, offers them a separate lane, unrelated, takes that capacity from us, and now we've kind of both lost it. And in the end, our customer's ultimately the one that has freight sitting on their dock still.
Okay, so we touched on pricing a little bit, right? So using a single broker can actually help you with that pricing as their buying power within that area, within that region, along that lane increases. The second thing is that the convenience of that single point of contact, right? So you're not getting those wires crossed by having multiple providers to communicate with to line up your shipments. What are the other benefits of having that one broker?
There's a lot of increased flexibility when it comes to having one broker. Many times on projects, there's 200 trucks involved, and you get towards the end of it and the freight, the quote on volume of trucks was slightly off. You got a few extra pieces laying around, or a few, a few less pieces. And if you have one single broker, you might be able to slide that around and at the end of the day, cut three or four trucks off the project because you were able to, organize freight amongst their trailers to the fullest potential. If you have multiple brokers in there, When you start taking freight from one, moving it to the other, it can really complicate things, especially with invoicing, which is another additional, you know, positive using one. You have one invoice. Can really change your flexibility having multiple brokers. It might sound like, hey, I have all these options. My flexibility is increased. And then when the time comes to it, you're like, okay, now I have four people. Well, who's the best for it? Confusion goes about. Trucks end up getting anxious waiting for solutions to be done. And at the end of the day, doesn't help out.
Right. Yeah. So it really, in the end, makes a lot of sense. Is there a threshold for when this stops making sense? I know that within any given market, there's just a finite number of trucks, right? And a good freight broker with those solid relationships with those carriers will be just as capable of sourcing a solution as multiple brokers, right? Because it's a finite amount. It's not like another broker has like a secret sauce or like a hidden Rolodex of trucks that they can lean on. But is there ever a situation when you would need more than one broker?
I think it's important as a customer to ensure you at least have other connections.
Yeah.
Every broker wants to assume they can take on a full project, right? And depending how much planning they do, they either will or will not succeed at that. Having a broker that has that huge network and capacity might be the best. And then maybe you have a small local company that you know has some capacity. And even if the rate is slightly higher, you just go to your broker and say, hey, please do not use this local company. We might have our own contract with them. Please stay away from calling them. That keeps the rates from being crossed, because as soon as you find out that broker or other carrier has more money than you, then the word gets out in the area and rates start going up. But as a shipper, it's important to have at least a plan B, especially if you have any questions on the ability for your broker to cover it all.
Yeah,
that's also a good point there. Ask the questions. How prepared are you? What are your options? You know, ask the broker, what are their options if their capacity tightens? What if the market changes? How are you going to come to me and present it?
Right. No, yeah, that's a great point.
Is the rate locked in?
Right. Yeah, that's an excellent point, especially when you're selecting your broker for these projects. It's important that you have the right set of questions at your disposal. And here, Anderson Trucking Service has put together a checklist, a freight brokerage selection checklist, that you can download in the show notes below to kind of help you vet your potential project carriers. I do want to circle back to that, what you said about that local company, right? So you have a freight brokerage, but you would also, based on my understanding, recommend that they reach out to maybe an area trucking company, an asset carrier, and kind of weigh their prices.
If it's something that's super time sensitive and to ensure it gets out at the right time, having a trailer or someone close by with that capacity might be important. Something ATS does is we will sometimes, if it's that important of a project, just pay an extra driver to stay on site. That way, if a truck doesn't make it, we have a plan B there. If that can be worked into the budget ahead of time, it's kind of your insurance plan as a customer. I know that by having a truck here at all times, that if one breaks down, like trucks commonly do, I now have the ability to load this truck. It's one broker. There's no confusion.
Right.
It's all there for me. I can feel good about them taking care of my whole project.
Yeah, we're just touching on all kinds of things. So you're talking about having a standby driver on site.
Yeah, and I mean, on a big project, if it's time sensitive, a standby driver can be the difference between, you know, paying a crane charge on the receiving end or whatever it may be. They can be worth their value on projects, that's for sure.
Right, there's so many things that can go wrong.
It's transportation, we're all familiar with it, and the tires only pop when we don't want them to.
Yeah, good point.
You know, at the end of the day, whether one freight broker is right for you or not, it's important to ask those questions before you get into it. Plan ahead, challenge your freight broker to take on those tasks, and really ensure they have their ducks in the row for you. So that way, you know, you're getting the best bang for your buck, and you're using a broker that you trust and that hopefully has taken some work off the plate of yourself so you can go do other things, you know?
Yeah.
Or focus your time elsewhere.
So for you listeners at home, I have linked in the show notes below that article that I talked about earlier, that using one freight broker for project shipments and when it makes sense to do so. That outlines, you know, several advantages of using a single freight broker and then a few of your other options. So I invite you to check that out. At this time, I'd like to thank Derek for coming on and joining me today on this episode of Beyond the Road. This has been fun.
It has. Like I said at the beginning, it's always a joy to talk logistics. And when you really start breaking down some of these topics, there's a million ways to go with them. And There's a lot of questions that surround them. So it's always fun helping people out with the solutions. And I mean, that's what we come to work every day for.
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in. We will speak to you next time, and I'm sure we'll have Derek on again. So
thank you, everybody.
Thank you.